Conspiracies, endless wars, hidden forbidden history, the depopulation agenda, cryptozoology, mystical visions, hidden mysteries, advanced subterranean civilizations, flying saucers, alien abductions, and secret space programs, time travel, wellness, and healthy living. Where do you go to find out about these subjects and more? To James Bartley's Cosmic Switchboard Show. That's where. James Bartley will provide cutting-edge information and will interview the top investigators and researchers in a variety of fields. Listen in every week to the Cosmic Switchboard Show, hosted by James Bartley.
Hello again, everybody. This is James Bartley, and you're listening to the Cosmic Switchboard Show. My very special guest today is Dr. Sam Osmanagich. Dr. Sam Osmanagich is the leading archaeologist for the excavations and research into the Bosnian Pyramid. And the Bosnian Pyramid, in my humble opinion, is the most important archaeological find in recent times, and there has been a lot of resistance, of course, from the mainstream archaeological community. We can come to expect that, but yet, despite all the resistance, Dr. Osmanagich's team and himself have still managed to come out with a wealth of findings. So, without further ado, Dr. Sam, are you there?
Hello, James. I'm here. Thanks for the introduction.
Thank you, Dr. Osmanagich. It's important for the listeners to get an idea of what a pyramid is, that the pyramids are a worldwide phenomenon, if you will, and even mainstream archaeology admits to some degree that the older pyramids seem to be built better than the more recent pyramids. Can you talk a bit about the pyramids around the world, kind of as a segue leading into the findings in Bosnia?
Gladly. I've been researching pyramids for the last 30 years, and I have realized that almost everything they teach us about the ancient history is wrong. The origin of man, civilizations, and pyramids. For pyramids, they tell us they are built in Egypt and Mexico, and that's wrong. They are built on all six continents. Now, in China, in the central province of Shanxi, we have 250 pyramids. In Cambodia, northeastern part, Koh Ker Pyramid. In western Java, we have Gunung Padang, 23,000 years old pyramid. 155 in Egypt, 224 Nubian pyramids in Sudan, 7 pyramids on the island of Mauritius, 103 pyramids on Canary Islands. We have them on island of Sicily, 43 of them. Sardinia, dozens of pyramids. On Italian soil, 5 pyramid complexes. In Spain, the northern place called Palencia, 3 pyramids. And of course, Central America, we have tens of thousands of Mayan pyramids in the forests and jungles of Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, Belize, and Mexico. Even in northern America, in the state of Illinois, on U.S. soil, we have over 200 Cahokia pyramids, even though they call them Cahokia mounds. In South America, 300 Peruvian pyramids, and of course pyramids in Bolivia, 4,000 meters above the sea level. So, the world of the past was the world of the pyramids. The second thing they teach us wrong is the purpose of pyramids. They are telling us that Egyptian pyramids were built by the pharaohs of the 3rd, 4th, 5th dynasty, as tombs. And again, that's wrong. In the Great Pyramid of Egypt, the most magnificent pyramidal structure on the planet, a mummy of the pharaoh Cheops has never been found, and never will. The second largest, the Khafre Pyramid, no mummy. The third largest, Mycerin, or so-called Red Pyramid, or Bent Pyramid, built, according to Egyptologists, by Pharaoh Sneferu, or some others in Saqqara step pyramids. So, in the biggest Egyptian pyramids, no mummies, no hieroglyphic writings, no symbols, no paintings, no royal furniture, no organic materials, no tools, not a single proof. Who, when, how, and why? The time will show that stories by Egyptologists for the last 200 years, plus supported by Hollywood movies in the last 80 years, is nothing but the biggest hoax in human history. The biggest Egyptian pyramids were built 12,000 plus years by much more advanced civilizations than Egyptian pharaonic civilization. So, my travel all around the world told me that in 21st century we will need to develop a new science, the pyramid science, and to help us to really explain who built those pyramids and what was their true purpose. So, after this introduction, after my PhD in the Mayan pyramids, after my travel all around the world, in 2005, in April, I first came to a little Bosnian town called Visoko, just half an hour drive from the capital city of Sarajevo. I came to visit the local museum, and then I saw what local people called Natural Hill. But I'm looking at it. It has four sides. Those sides are actually triangular faces, triangular in shape. I could see corners, and I could see the same slope, the same angle, from bottom to the top. And those four sides meet at apex in the top. So, geometrically speaking, I could see the pyramid. Even though it was covered by soil and vegetation, the pyramid shape was rather obvious. I climbed the top, and on the other side of the valley, I could see another pyramidal-shaped hill, which I later named the Bosnian Pyramid of the Moon, and the first one, the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun. That was in April of 2005. I took a compass, and compass showed me that those sides perfectly match cardinal points, east, west, north, and south. And Mother Nature does not make hills with four triangular faces and perfect orientation, but intelligent hands. And after thousands of years, those structures got covered by soil and vegetation. And even though we know Egyptian pyramids, but they are south, they are in a desert, different climate, no rain. Other pyramids, China, Bosnia, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, are in the same climate belt. A lot of rain and a lot of greenery. And guess what? In the last 11 years, the Bosnian Pyramid Project has become the most active archaeological site in the world.
Since you've been there, Doctor, what have you noticed, like, initially, the findings? I mean, when I look at the image of the grass-covered and soil-covered pyramid, clearly I see the sides, I see the apex. It's clear to me that it is a pyramid. Then you began ordering and paying for excavations. Is that not the case?
Yes. Well, the year is 2005. I could see the pyramid. And based on my experience and my expertise, I knew that was an artificial structure. So my first step was to get permission to do some geological core drilling, some preliminary archaeological trenches, lab analysis. So throughout 2005, I was doing that as a physical person, as an individual. By the end of that year, in October of 2005, I had enough material to write my first book about the discovery. And I called it Discovery of the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun, the first European pyramid. And the end of October, I had a huge press conference in the city of Sarajevo. Associated Press was there, Reuters, all other agencies, regional televisions. And I announced that the first pyramids in Europe had been discovered. Very soon, I received 12,500 emails of support from all over the world. And then I realized that this was not a one-man show, but a cultural heritage that belongs to all of us. I went to the University of Sarajevo to talk to the Department of Archaeology and archaeologists. But when they heard the reason of my visit, they just laughed at me, saying, They know Bosnia very well. There are no pyramids in Bosnia. Then I went to the National Museum in Sarajevo, offering them the cooperation on excavation, but they refused also. They were saying, well, we never had pharaohs in Bosnia, therefore we could not have pyramids. Not very scientific approach, I must admit. So I said, fine. I established a non-profit, non-government foundation called Archaeological Park, Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun Foundation, for the archaeological dig, scientific research, cultural heritage protection. And we announced that next year, April of 2006, we are going to start excavation. But 1 month before that, in March of 2006, even though we had the permissions, we could read that 23 leading Bosnian archaeologists, geologists, historians, museum curators signed a petition which was sent to the Bosnian government in which they asked government to stop the digging, even before we started. Now, the common sense is, if the structure is covered by soil and grass, the only way to find out what is below is to dig. And that's what we wanted to do with our own money. But the cultural establishment in Bosnia obviously had something against it. They did not want us to dig. Well, we did start digging in April of 2006. The Bosnian Prime Minister came and he saw the first results of digging. Approximately 1 meter below the soil layer, we discovered rectangular and square blocks. Some of them 45, some of them 75 centimeters thickness. It was obvious that they were made by intelligent hands. They were concrete blocks. And that has been confirmed in 7 different institutes for construction materials in France, Italy, Czech Republic, Bosnia. So now we started finding the concrete. Concrete show the quality based on hardness and water absorption. Better the hardness, better the quality. Our concretes in 21st century have hardness from 10 to 60 megapascals. 60 being the best quality concrete made in Germany and the US. The concrete that covered the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun has hardness from 73 to 134 megapascals. Never better quality of concrete was made than the one that covered the largest pyramid on the planet. The second element of quality is the water absorption. If water can get inside the concrete during the winter months, it freezes and then the ice breaks the concrete. So the idea is to keep the absorption very low. Our standards, up to 3%. Concrete on the Bosnian pyramids, less than 1%. Superior. So now we realize that we have a huge structure covered by concrete. The Great Pyramid of Egypt has 5 million tons of blocks. The Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun has 18 million tons of concrete blocks. A huge construction feat. Now, I did mention the side orientation. I've noticed that all Chinese pyramids are oriented to the north and the cardinal points. All old Egyptian pyramids oriented to the cosmic north. Most of the Peruvian, some Mexican, all Cahokia pyramids. So far, we thought that the best orientation is the one in the case of Great Pyramid of Egypt. The error from the perfect north, 0 degrees and 2 minutes. According to the Bosnian State Institute for Geodesy, the error of the northern side of the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun to the cosmic north is 0 degrees, 0 minutes, and only 12 seconds. The most precise orientation ever. Now, the next element is the size of the Bosnian Pyramid. So far, we thought that the largest pyramid on the planet is the Great Pyramid of Egypt. And indeed, 147 meters. That is 475 feet. However, the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun is over 220 meters or over 722 feet. The largest pyramidal structure on the planet. So as you can see, everything we touch in this project changes our view of the ancient history. The first pyramids in Europe, the largest on the planet, the most precise orientation on the planet, the best quality concrete on the planet. Later on we discovered the tunnels, the most extensive prehistorical underground tunnel network on the planet. Now, in Bosnia we have so far discovered five pyramids, which we named the pyramids of the Sun, Moon, Dragon, Earth, and Love. Pyramids of the Sun, Moon, and Dragon form equilateral triangle. When we connect their tops, the distance between Sun and the Moon, 2.2 kilometers. Moon and Dragon, 2.2 kilometers. Dragon and the Sun, 2.2 kilometers. So, equilateral triangle is the perfect geometrical shape and as such part of the sacred geometry. So it is very obvious that the ancient builders were watching the valley from above and then laying out the objects. Now, in the last 11 years, we have defined a set of 10 scientific criteria which can determine whether to call something pyramid or not. And that was our question in the beginning. What is a pyramid? Now, if you ask any Egyptologist or archaeologist or geologist, historians, they will tell you, oh, pyramid, that's a tomb for Pharaoh. Wrong. We need to its possible purpose, even though we know it's not a purpose. Now, what is a pyramid? Well, let's have those scientific criteria. The ones that we have are as a follow. Number one, geometry. Of course you have to have geometry of the pyramid. But it can be three-sided pyramid, four-sided pyramid, five or six. But in most cases, they are four-sided pyramids. And as you said, just by looking on the aerial view, the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun had a geometry of the pyramid. The second element is artificial construction material. In Egypt, they used limestone and granite. In Peru, they used adobe bricks. In Mexico, they used sandstone and granite. In Guatemala, they used shaped volcanic stones. And in Bosnia, as I said, they used concrete blocks. The next element, so first geometry, second construction material. The next one is side orientation. I did mention that Chinese, Egyptian, Bosnian, Peruvian, Mexican, Cahokia pyramids, they all have orientation to the cosmic north. The next element, inner passageways and chambers inside the structures. On radar and geophysical measurements, based on that, we do know that inside the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun, we have seven levels of passageways with a number of chambers. The next, fifth element, underground tunnels. Under every Chinese pyramid are the tunnels that go underneath, connected to the chambers. And the Giza pyramids in Egypt, again, tunnels connecting all three big pyramids with the Sphinx and the River Nile. In Mexico, Teotihuacan, the same thing. Tunnels under Sun Pyramid, Moon Pyramid, Quetzalcoatl Pyramid. In Palenque, the Mayan Pyramid in the Mexican state of Chiapas, we have a network of tunnels that is very extensive, run for kilometers. And in Bosnia, we have the most extensive underground tunnel network under any pyramid on the planet. So far, we have cleared 1,750 meters of prehistorical tunnels. We discovered five chambers, a lot of intersections, even underground lakes. The next element, element number six, is water. Always very important. In Egypt, of course, River Nile, but similar situation in Mexico, China, or Peru. In Bosnia, we have two major rivers, River Fojnica and Bosna, with a lot of underground water flows. The next element, number 7, is the sacred geometry. When they were building Egyptian pyramids, they were applying elements of sacred geometry like number pi, 3.14, or golden mean, 1.618, or in our case we have equilateral triangle. When you have elements of sacred geometry, you have movement and amplification of the energy.
Yes.
The next element, astronomical features. Now, in the case of Bosnian pyramids, we can see very obvious astronomical relationship between the sun and the moon pyramid. When the sun rises on the horizon, we can see the shadow of the sun pyramid in the form of the triangle in the valley. As the sun moves on the horizon, the shadow moves towards the moon pyramid. And just before the sunset, we can see that the shadow covers the moon pyramid completely. So in symbolical way, the message from the ancient builders was that the rule of the sun and the day is over, and the rule of the moon and the night starts. The next element, so-called volcanic lines. We don't know much about what's going on underground, especially with volcano, but the huge quantities of energy, lava, minerals. Now, what is the volcanic line? If we have two volcanoes and we connect them with the line, it is called volcanic line. If we extend this line and at the end of this line we have, for example, a pyramid or megalithic site like Stonehenge or Nazca lines or Machu Picchu or Göbekli Tepe or some other major archaeological site, then we can say that those sites are sitting on volcanic line. Well, Nazca line that I just mentioned has 8 volcanic lines. So we have 2 or 3 volcanoes coming with the lines to Nazca. Gunung Padang, newly discovered pyramids in Indonesia, has 16 volcanic lines. And the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun is laying at the end of 26 volcanic lines. 11 of them have 2 volcanoes, and 15 of them have 3, 4, or 5 volcanoes on the line. So it has become also a major element. And finally, there is another element which we call energy potent place. Namely, under the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun, we discovered that there was huge iron plate or iron ore. Why iron? Because iron generates electromagnetic fields. And what the pyramid does, it does not generate energy from nothing, it amplifies existing energy sources of the planet. So, number one, electromagnetism. Number two, we have underground water flows, 21 meters below the pyramid. Water moves, releases negative ions, so negative ionization. Element number three, below the sun pyramid, 21 meters, first energy flow, but 55 meters below, second one, running parallel to the first one. So in between those two water flows, electrical field is generated. And we can measure that using our scientific instruments. Element number four, natural magnetism. Element number five, organ energy or life energy or chi energy. There is an American company producing an instrument to measure this life energy, and on a scale 1 to 100, clearly at the Bosnian pyramids, in the Bosnian underground tunnels, we have 100. In the cities, 40 to 60. In the places contaminated, you know, urban by, you know, urban life, 20 or even lower. The pyramids, 100. So now we have those, James, 10 scientific elements to define a pyramid, from geometry, which is common sense, construction material, water, tunnels, and so on. So we have, on one hand, the construction complex. On the other, we have all these energy phenomena. Why? Now we are coming the purpose of pyramids. If you fulfill those 10 elements, then the pyramid becomes an energy machine, or to be more precise, an energy amplifier that produces very specific frequencies of electromagnetism, ultrasound, infrasound, Schumann resonance, and so on. So now, as you can see in our Bosnian Pyramid Project, interdisciplinary scientific approach is the major approach that we have. The problem that I see with Egyptian pyramids, or Chinese, or Mexican, Peruvian, and the others, they've been running by archaeologists exclusively. They don't have experts in energy phenomena. They don't have geophysicists and other experts from different fields. Without that, they cannot understand the true purpose of pyramids.
One thing that I've garnered from studying the Bosnian pyramid also is that because of the water flow beneath the pyramid, because of the frequency-generating minerals beneath it, the potential exists that beneath the pyramid is a large healing chamber. Would you like to comment on that?
Yes. Our project has become famous because we have several aspects. First one, of course, archaeological, because we dig. The second one, interdisciplinary scientific aspect, and I just talked about it. Number three is energy aspect. Number four, spiritual aspect. And number five, healing aspect. So if you allow me, let me go to number three, energy.
Please.
Now, I did mention that the pyramids are energy amplifiers. Now, if they can amplify different forms of energy, we should be able to measure it. Exactly. And that's the reason why we invite experts in energy phenomena, like the physicists, electrical engineers, sound engineers, the true scientists. My problem with the archaeologists, it is not really a science yet. I mean, archaeologists in schools, they teach the kids to look for the pottery, to look for the tools, then to compare, and then they can give us some results. Not enough. We need precise measurements. We need the scientists. So, in 2010, we had the first physicist coming from Zagreb, Croatia, who came to measure electromagnetic fields. On the nearby hills, no anomalies. And we were going around the Sun Pyramid, no anomalies, until we came to the very top. And there, at the top of the pyramid, he detected and measured, in the radius of 4.5 meters, electromagnetic field of 28 kilohertz frequency. He got out of this 4.5 meter radius, no measurement. He went back in, the measurement was there. So it meant that electromagnetism does not go left or right, but it goes up as the energy beam. 3 months later, Serbian electrical engineer, Goran Marjanović, came to Bosnia with his own equipment, and he confirmed the presence of 28 kHz frequency. And later that summer, sound engineer from Finland, Heikki Salolainen, and then later, Italian anthropologist Professor Paolo De Bertolis from University of Trieste, they all came with their equipment and they all got the same results. So, when in science you have four independent teams who come at four different times, who bring their own equipment, but all of them get the same results, it means that we have international scientific verification of the phenomena. Which phenomena? The energy beam, electromagnetic in nature, going through the top of the pyramid of the Sun, frequency of 28 kilohertz, which is focused and continuous, because we've been measuring it during the summer, and winter, and spring, and fall. Mother Nature does not make hills with four sides, perfect orientation, best quality concrete, huge network tunnels, underground energy sources, And with the energy beam continues going through the top 4.5 meter radius, you simply have to have an energy machine for that. So our conclusion was, the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun is not only the largest pyramid on the planet, but the oldest energy machine that has been working continuously for 34,000 years, being the first perpetual motion machine on the planet. How do we know the age of the pyramid? Again, science. First, since the pyramids are covered by soil and vegetation, we needed to find out the age of the soil. And once we determine the age of the soil, then you can get the minimum age of the structure underneath. The science that investigates the origin of soil is called pedology. In Bosnia, we have institutes for pedology. They took samples from the sun and the moon pyramid, and their conclusion in a scientific article was, the age of the soil is between 12 and 15,000 years. So, if the soil is up to 15,000 years, it means that the structure below is much, much older. And then, when we were excavating, removing the soil and clay below the soil, on the top of the concrete blocks, we discovered organic material, fossilized leaves. They got there before the soil was there, but they got there when the structure was already there. We've analyzed the leaf, we've done a radiocarbon dating in Kiev, and the age was 24,800 years plus minus 200 years. So now we go back for 25,000 years, and this is still a minimum age, because that leaf was on the top of the structure, not underground, or not under the first or second layer of concrete blocks. And then finally in 2013, the team led by our archaeological manager, Tim Moon from New Zealand, with his crew of volunteers, they discovered below the first layer of concrete blocks and above the second layer, like in a sandwich, two fossilized leaves. Obviously, they got there during the construction process. The builders were laying out the first concrete block, the second, the third, the fourth. The wind was blowing, banging those two leaves. They remained there, and then they were covered by the last concrete layer. Now, those two leaves, they're going to give us exact age of construction. Again, we've done the radiocarbon dating, and the age we got was 29,200 years plus minus 400 years. So it's almost 30,000 years. But this is radiocarbon dating. To get the calibrating age or calendar age, we need to add approximately 15%. According to American astrophysicist who was in Bosnia, he calculated that the true age of the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun was 34,000 years. Now,
wow.
34,000 years. What the conventional story is telling us? Well, it's telling us that the first known society was Sumer, and then Babylon 6,000-7,000 years ago, and then Akkad, Hittites, Assyria, ancient Egypt, ancient India. But this is only the last cycle of humanity. Before this one, there was another one, which ended 12,500 years ago in the global catastrophe, which is known under the name the end of the last ice age. And before that one, there was another cycle, which ended again in a global catastrophe 18,000 years ago. And another one, catastrophe from 30,000 years ago, and then 55,000 and 75,000 years ago. So, instead of our progress being evolutionary progress, in reality, it is cycle after cycle after cycle. Every time the global catastrophe hit our planet, humanity, and 99% of it, is wiped off from the face of the planet. The earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, are on unimaginable scale. Tsunamis reaching 1,000 or 2,000 meters. The civilizations are gone. So once those who survive in underground tunnels, in a natural cave on the top of the mountains, once they got back to the surface, they witness that their world is gone. And then they have to start from the beginning. And that's exactly what happened to us 12,000 years ago. And this is when what conventional science calls Neolithic times started. And the interesting thing is, in every cycle, people think that they are the first one, the most intelligent, the most advanced, and the most beautiful. And every time they are wrong. We are wrong. And once the catastrophe hits our society, and it will happen within 200 years, those who survived, they will think that they are the most intelligent and the most beautiful, and they're going to make the same mistake like we did.
Yes, we see in the geological record, as well as in the fossil record, periodic, give or take about 12,500 years or so, tremendous geological cataclysms and a mass extinction event or events. So it's there, it's in the fossil record, it's in the geological record, but again, mainstream science, mainstream academia, they hold to the uniformitarian view that everything geologically stays the same for immense periods of time, and that change only comes after many, many millions and billions of years.
That is correct. Now, the Bosnian pyramids, being old at least 34,000 years ago, belong to one of the previous periods of humanity, if they were built by Homo sapiens. Now, back to those energy measurements. Now, we know that we do have this energy beam going through the top of the pyramid. And then we measured the strength of the signal within this frequency of 28 kilohertz. And that as we move our sonda higher from ground, 3 meters higher, 6 meters higher, every time we move sonda, the signal was getting stronger and stronger. Now, the physicists could not believe. They said, well, this is not, you know, how the technology should work. Because our technology, which we call Hertzian technology, works on the principle that closer to the source of the energy is stronger. And as you move away, the signal is getting weaker and weaker and weaker, and then finally it disappears. However, everything is upside down in this little country of Bosnia. So our pyramids work differently. You move away from the pyramid, the signal is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. So let's call this non-Hertzian phenomenon. In 21st century, we do not have technology based on non-Hertzian waves. However, the gentleman who was born just 250 kilometers to the west from the Bosnian pyramids was experimenting with non-Hertzian waves in his lab in Colorado Springs in 1899, and his name was Nikola Tesla. Tesla invented a transformer with which he was able to send signals wirelessly. Imagine, 120 years ago, he was sending them wirelessly from one end of his lab to another one. And he was able to light up the light bulb, even if it was burned. And just before they are going to burn down his lab, because he was becoming a threat to conventional science, he did a last experiment. He sent an energy signal from his lab to the ionosphere around our planet. the signal reflected, coming back to Colorado Springs, much stronger, non-Hertzian effect, and there he was able to light up 10,000 homes in Colorado Springs. So, for the first time, one scientist from our civilization, Cyclops, was able to prove that clean energy was possible, that unlimited quantities of energy were possible, that non-Hertzian phenomenon was possible, that wireless transportation of energy was possible, and finally, that free energy was possible. Now, having the free energy, we become the situation to have the first pillar of the free society. And the second pillar is the free flow of knowledge. Instead of elites having a monopoly of the knowledge in the past, and based on that knowledge, they control the politics, the corporate world, the media world, the financial flows. So instead of that, when the knowledge goes to all of us, then we have two pillars which will bring the society of free women and the free men. And then with that, I'm finishing story about the energy aspect of Bosnian pyramids. What we have in Bosnia, we have energy which is clean, unlimited, and free. The ancients were smart. They were using energy sources that last forever. They were using underground water flows, iron, electromagnetism, quartz crystal to amplify the energies. They were using extensive network of tunnels. Again, cavities and tunnels amplify the energies. They were using 7 passageways inside the pyramid with the chambers, which were resonance chambers, to amplify the energy. And finally, the shape of the pyramid is the most powerful geometrical shape when it comes to the energy. These are the ancients. And in 21st century, what do we have? We have coal, which is based for dirt industry. We have oil and gas, limited resources. We have our electricity, 220 volts or 110 volts. You get closer, you burn your brain cells. The same thing with the mobile phones. You have everything else, laptop, TVs, microwaves, everything that we use in our daily life just is very harmful for us. And the worst thing of all, it's very expensive because they live in the profit economy. So on conceptual level, the ancients were much, much smarter. And now we are coming to the aspect that you originally asked me for, the healing aspect. Now, we have noticed when people are coming the Bosnian pyramid tunnels, going through those tunnels, this is a network, like I said, 1.7 kilometers long so far, and we've been clearing the existing tunnels. So every year we clear about 300-400 meters. So we notice that people, especially those with asthma, they breathe so good, because the level of oxygen in the tunnels everywhere the same, 20.5%. Temperature everywhere the same, refreshing, 12 degrees, no poisonous or bad gases. So people breathe very well. They go outside, they don't need inhalators, the air pumps no more. People come with the pains are gone. People come with the high blood pressure, it gets normalized. People come with the high sugar in the blood, it gets normalized. People come with the cancers. They got released there. So, we wanted to find a scientific explanation what's happening inside those tunnels. And then we've done scientific measurements of three elements. Element number one, negative ions. The medical science knows that negative ions are very good for us. If you have more negative than positive ions, it means negative ions can act. What they do, they raise the level of oxygen in our blood. They kill viruses and bacteria. They connect with the dust, and dust goes down on the floor, so they clear the air. So, more negative ions, better for us. In our daily life, in our homes or in our offices, with so much technology, gadgets, concentration of negative ions is very low. Plus, the number of positive ions is bigger than the number of negative ions. That's why we are sleeping so much time. In your office, in my office, 100 negative ions per cubic centimeter. You go outside to the big city centers, Sydney, Melbourne, Sarajevo, New York, about 400, a little bit fresher. You go out to the village, out at open, 800 negative ions per cubic centimeter. You go by the river, 1,500, very fresh. You go on the top of the mountain in the forest, 3, 4, 5,000 negative ions per cubic centimeter. Well, guess what? We've been checking the concentration of negative ions in Bosnian pyramid tunnels daily at different times of the day. 9, 11, 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 7 p.m. Day after day. Three measurements per spot, 20 different spots. And the average concentration of negative ions is between 20 and 40,000 negative ions per cubic centimeter. So somebody was building an underground healing facility. This was element number one, which can explain a lot when it comes to the healing aspect. Element number two, the cosmic radiations. We humans live on the surface of the planet. And we love it, because we can see blue sky and the sun, and in it we see stars and the moon, everything is so romantic. But a lot of cosmic radiations coming our way. They're so tiny, we don't see them, we don't feel them, but on the cellular level, there are some radiations that are harmful for us. So, our body cells see them as the enemies and fight them. Well, 40 meters below the ground, in the Bosnian underground tunnels, no harmful cosmic radiations. Element number three, besides negative ions and cosmic radiations, is the natural radioactivity. So, we have used Geiger counters to measure radioactivity. On some places on the surface, this radioactivity is coming from underground. And again, we don't see it, but it does attack our body. In the tunnels, the values that we measured were 10 times lower than the minimum allowed. So, in other words, the moment you get inside the Bosnian pyramid tunnels, your body does not have enemies. And your body cells can start doing their job. What is their job? To fix the problems in our body. To start the regeneration process. To start the self-healing process. So, this way we realized, hey, we have so many aspects of this project, archaeological, scientific, energy, healing, and one more, spiritual aspect. Now, in our society, when you say spiritual, what they teach us in schools, they think, oh, spiritual meaning religious. No. Spiritual has nothing to do with the religion. Spiritual is the way to investigate beyond the physical world using spiritual senses. Every one of us has five physical senses. So we can see, hear, and smell. But also, the ancients knew that every one of us had 30 spiritual senses. Instead of written communication, people were able to develop abilities to exchange thoughts, or what we call telepathy. So telepathy is a spiritual sense. People were able to move objects with the power of their mind, telekinesis. Today, just a very few have such a gift. People were able to see other people's aura, spiritual sense. But not only one field, but also second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seven fields of aura. And they were able to see different colors of aura, which also explains a lot about the personality. They were able to see information in the aura. They were able to transfer some of their energy to other people, what we call energy healing. And they were able even to move through very strong energy fields that would be produced by either big pyramids or some very powerful megalithic sites. And moving through those energy fields, we could call teleportation. So, these are all different spiritual senses. And we have at least 30 spiritual senses. And guess what? By coming close to the pyramid, going to the pyramid tunnels, going to the places like Stonehenge in southern England, or Avery Hill in southern England, or Karnak in western France, or Anandshag, two megalithic circles with the stone balls in the middle in northern Sweden. Coming to those places, people were able to develop their spiritual senses. And the first step, as we have proven using Russian technology called GDV, Gas Discharge Visualization Technology, developed by Russian professor Konstantin Korotkov. I was talking to him 1 week ago. He's coming to Bosnia next year. Now, with these measurements, we could measure the human aura, bioenergy field around our body, before you enter the pyramid tunnels and after you come back. So our study had 160 people in a 4-year period, 2010-2014. They were male and female, different age, different professionals and so on. So in 85% of the cases, there was an aura improvement. And the biggest improvement was in the case of one student. And we told him what we were doing. We told him that we were checking the aura after. And what he did, he went to the tunnels, he went too close to one of our so-called mega ceramic blocks. He was meditating for 45 minutes. He was focused on enlarging his aura. When he got back, his results were the best. Which told us that actually if you put the power of intention, then you are getting better results. So now, with this, we realized, hey, we can affect our spiritual senses. You go by those big mega ceramic blocks, you go to our chambers, some of them calling healing chambers, or orbs chambers, or meditation chambers. You meditate, you focus, you relax, and you get the results. Then you can start feeling the energy coming through your fingers. You feel tingling in your fingers. You feel energy flowing through your body and getting out. So, this is the something that you cannot see, you cannot touch, you cannot use your physical senses, but you develop your spiritual senses. And I've seen so many testimonies and people coming here who now talk that they became so much more open-minded, they feel the world differently, they develop their spiritual senses. So it gives us another aspect of the project, besides archaeological and scientific and energy and healing. Now we have a spiritual aspect. And really, only through those five aspects, through those five dimensions, we can understand ancient structures like pyramids or megalithic circles. or stone walls. And this is where modern science, especially archaeology, is making a big mistake. They cannot explain those sites just by looking or looking for the tools or looking for the pottery. It is not about that. It's not about the primitive tools. It was always about how to manipulate with the energy.
Yes, it always comes down to the energy. It always comes down to creating free energy, which benefits everyone, the flora and fauna, the planet itself. What they have done, Doctor, is create this artificial scarcity model where we always have to eke out a subsistence living, trying to find, dig up resources out of the earth and have to burn and slash everything in order to create energy. Everything is completely reversed here on the surface. Thank you so much for sharing that. We've reached the end of the first hour. You've been listening to Dr. Sam Osmanagic, who is the lead scientist and archaeologist at the Bosnian Pyramid. We're just getting started here. We have another whole hour to go. If you like what we're doing here at the Cosmic Switchboard, our website, our podcast, is listener-driven and subscription-driven. So please, if you want to support what we're doing here, go to our website, www.thecosmicswitchboard.com, subscribe and become a member, and we will do our level best to bring you this level of information in the future. And Doctor, we'll meet you at the other side of the hour. And this is James Bartley. You've been listening to the Cosmic Switchboard Show, and we'll be right back.